You have a yawning, you have something to cover a shlak to put over the sukkah. So according to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, like you should be mechuyev to put the shlak to cover over your sukkah, cover up your schach, even though it's something that's makabel tumah, it's a plastic, something that doesn't grow, it's posle schach, but since you already have kosher schach on your sukkah, and this plastic does not make it that the schach won't become posle, like the schach will be kosher anyway, it's only preventing the rain from coming in, so it's a svar, it's bottled to the schach, and the sukkah still remains kosher. Therefore, if it starts to rain outside, rather than going up to your house and eat inside your house and not to be mekayim the mitzvah altogether, it's worth it to put a shlak to cover up your sukkah and providing it within dalat tzfachim on top of the schach, so it's bottled to the schach, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you mekayim the mitzvah. So he says, Avad, the bracha you shouldn't make then, if you didn't make a bracha yet. Because the other sheet is rishonim, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because the other sheet is a rishonim is, like Rashi's pshat, that it's not bottled to the schach. Posel the schach on top of the schach makes the schach posel. It's only a svara lehanosa. If you're doing it just to beautify it, to make it look nice, then we say the svara is bottled to the schach. So lemaisa, you shouldn't make a bracha. But I call upon lemaisa, if it's raining and you have your shlak, you should do it in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. Call upon him according to Rabbeinu Tam. So lemaisa, it's a kasha in the world. How come a lot of people are not makpid on this? A lot of people, when it starts raining, they fast cover up the sukkah, but just to protect the sukkah inside, it shouldn't get wet. But they themselves are upstairs now eating. So who or why are they eating upstairs? According to Rabbeinu Tam, you should eat in the sukkah, you can make the mitzvah. So I want to start over, maybe, that since usually when it rains, the floor gets damp, it gets wet, and it's very damp outside, and it's moist, so it's not kishmak, it's called you being inspired to be outside. Even though the mice is not raining inside, but it's still tsar, it's still painful to be outside, because it's still moist, it's still damp, and it's still wet the floor. Therefore, you can have a patur to go upstairs. But then, if you have a shlak that covers the sukkah, and nothing comes in, and it doesn't bother you, it's not that damp, it's not that wet on the floor, l'chura, you should bedavki eat in the sukkah then, because I'll call upon him according to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, you mekayim the mitzvah eating this way. Itma, we learned like this. Noi sukkah ain memayatim basukkah. The fact you put up decorations on the sukkah doesn't take away from the dimensions of the sukkah. In other words, let's say the sukkah is only 10 tefachim tall. So it's a kosher sukkah. Now you have your decorations hanging down, so it comes down that you only have, let's say, 9 tefachim from the ground until the decorations. Still it's kosher. Because since you put the decorations there to make it look nice, it doesn't take away from the size of the sukkah. So the more the Omer of Ashi, but let's say you have the decorations on the side, on the walls of the sukkah, and let's say the sukkah at the beginning was exactly 7 by 7 tefachim, now, since you have the decorations sticking out, you can't get your head and rove of your body and your shulchan inside the sukkah, therefore it's possible. Or it's menatzad memayatin, because the mice, you can't get your shulchan inside. So on the sides, it will take away from the dimensions of 7 tefachim, the sukkah will be possible. More min yumin avdei de Rav Ashi. Min yumin was the slave of Rav Ashi, his evid. It misha le ketunta b'maya. His clothing, his jacket, was soaking in water. It fell into water. V'yish t'tacho amatatalosa. He spread it above his sukkah. In other words, on top of the tzchach, he spread out his jacket to dry out. Gemara says, Omale Ravashi. Ravashi told him, Delayu, take off your jacket right away. Delaylemu, people should not say, Komasachay bedover makabotuma, that we're using this cloth now, this jacket for schach, and it's postal schach, it's makabotuma. It's even if you want to say it's the clothing that came from flax, something that grew off the ground, but still you made it into a beggar, into a jacket, it's postal because it's makabotuma. So we told him, first, take off the jacket, off the schach, people should not think you're using this for schach. Everybody sees that it's wet, so they know Klal, I'm not putting it there for schach. I'm only putting it there temporarily, it should dry out. So he answered back, L'chiyav shekamin l'cho. I meant to say, take it away, because when it dries up, people will think you're leaving the delashen schach. So take it off when it dries, in order it should not be there when it's dried, in order people should not think you're using it for schach. Fayat itma. Itma. No yisuka hamuflogim imenom. Arbo, let's say the decorations of your sukkah is away from the tzchach, four tefachim, is Rav Nachman Omer Ksheirim. Rav Nachman says still it's kosher. In other words, the decorations is something that's mekabel tumah. It's possible for the tzchach. But even though it's away from the tzchach for tzvachim, still it's a svara. Since you put it there to make it look nice to decorate it, it's still bottled to the tzchach, it's still kosher. But the halach is like Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda v'rabba bar Rav Huna Amri psula. They say no, it's possible. In other words, since it's away from the tzchach for tzvachim, it's not bottled to the tzchach anymore, it's called by itself, and now if you're underneath it, you're not under the tzchach, but you're under this posla decorations. So therefore, it's nagei lamaisa, if you do hang decorations on your sukkah, you should always make sure they're above, they're within four tefachim from the tzchach. It should not be lower down, the bottom of it should not come lower down than four tefachim away from the tzchach. Because if it comes down lower than four tefachim, it's not bottled to the tzchach. And then, depending upon how much you have there, it's depending, maybe you can make the sukkah possible. So the best thing always is to make sure that the decorations, if you put it on top of the schach, should be right underneath the schach, within four tefachim from the schach. Rav Chisdov Rav Avarapuna, Ikloy Levei Resh Galusa. They both went to visit by the Resh Galusa. Is Agnino Rav Chisdov Besukkah, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman put them both into a sukkah, and what type of a sukkah? Shinu Yeho Moflogim Imenu Abot Tefachim. In other words, if Nachman wanted to test out to see if Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, what they would say about this. So he put them both into a sukkah that the noy sukkah, the decorations, was lower, hanging lower down than four tefachim. And the mice was ishtikul, they kept quiet. V'loy omru lei v'loy midu. They didn't say anything back to him. So omaluhu, so Rav Nachman said to them, hodubu rabonim mishpatayu. Were you choizer, did you retract from your halachas that you hold that if the schach, if the noise of decorations is below four tefachim, it's possible? So Amr Rav Yehuda, Yehuda said, Amr Ulei, he answered back and said, no, you should know, anan shluche mitzvah nan. Really, right now, we're shluche mitzvah. We're in the middle of doing a mitzvah. The Rashi says that lahak pel pnei rosh gerlo. They went to visit now on Yom Tev the rosh gerlo, the head. The chayiv adam lahak pel pnei rabbi b'regel. There's a chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe on Yom Tov on Regel. Upatrinon, and they're potter from the sukkah. Because now we come on, we'll learn a Mishnah later, that says, shluche mitzvah p'tur min ha-sukkah. If in the middle of doing a mitzvah, shluche mitzvah is potter min ha-sukkah. So that's what the answer back. The reason why we don't care about the sukkah, even though according to us, it's takra posla sukkah, the sukkah is no good, but since we're potter from sukkah anyway, that's why we'll sleep in the sukkah. Hey, Amrulei Anan Shluche Mitzvah Anan Upturim in Asukah. Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Muta Lishon Bekilo Basukah. You will not sleep in a kilo inside a sukkah. A kilo is like a canopy, something you throw a sheet on top of your bed. Now, Afa Pish Yesh Lagag, even though on top it's wide, at least a tefach wide, so it has a shame roof. So the chur, if you're sleeping underneath it, why is it kosher? The chur, why is it considered you're sleeping in the sukkah? Why isn't it considered like you're in a new rishus right now, you're under the canopy? The Teretz is, v'hu she'enu g'voy asara. We're talking about, though, now, this kilu, this canopy, is not 10 tefachim above the bed. So therefore, it's not called like a new rishus by itself. In other words, by a canopy, you need two things to give it a shem oil. To give it a shem like its own private rishus. It has to at least be yud tefachim above, and it has to be at least wide a tefach. So this kilu, even though it's wide a tefach, it has a shem roof on top, but since it's not gevoy, it's not 10 tefachim off the bed, it's not called its own rishus. Toshima, coming here, it says, we learned, Hayoshin bekilo basuka lo yotzi dechavosi. If somebody sleeps in a canopy inside the sukkah, it's not mekayim de mitzvah. So what's kasha and shmuel? So Moritz says, no, hocha, but mayaskinim because gevoy yasorim. Here we're talking about the canopy is two things. It's above 10 tefachim off the bed, and it's wide a tefach, therefore it's possible. Meisva, you have a kasha. Hayoshin tachas tamita basuka, we'll have a din later. If somebody sleeps inside the sukkah, but underneath his bed, is lo yotzi dechavosli. He's not mekayim the mitzvah, because it's not considered in the sukkah, it's considered in this new rishus under the bed. And the havaminer is, the bed is not yutvachim above the ground. So Gemara says, hotogim or shmuel, b'mita gevoy asara. No, we learned already that Shmuel answered, we're talking about such a bed, that the bed is yutvachim above the ground. Therefore, it's called a rishus by itself. And if you sleep under the bed, you're not called in the sukkah, you're called under this rishus. Toshima, come in here. It says now Mishnah, Oy Shapira Sagabi Kinufa is Psula. If you have a bed in the sukkah, then on the four corners of the bed you have poles sticking up, and you throw your sheet on top of the four poles, so you make like a canopy. If you sleep in the bed right now, you should know Psula. So the Havminer is that the sheet is not Yutfachim above the bed. The Torah says no, Hosam Nami. They're also talking about the Gviya Asarim, that the sheet on top is thrown Yutfachim above the bed. Therefore, it's called an oil, it's called its own tent, and it's called you're in this own Rishus, you're in this property of the tent, and not in the Sukkah. Fred Gemara of all Tony Hochi, we didn't learn like this. The Tanya, we learned like this. Naklitin Shnayim. It says now Mishnah really, what's called Naklitin? That's called, you only have two poles sticking up in the middle of the bed, in the middle of the two ends, and you have one pole going across it. So when you throw your sheet above it, it's like a tent that comes to a point in the middle, and the two sides fall down. The Kinufais, what's called the Kinufa? That's called Arbo. That's called, you have four poles coming up on the four sides of the bed. And you throw the sheet over it, so that's called, it has a gag, it has a roof, which is at least a tefach wide. So the lochas are, Piras agabi kinufas. If you throw your sheet over this four poles, that's called like a real gag, like a real roof, is psula. If you sleep inside this bed now, your pulse is not called in the sukkah, it's called you're in the bed, not in the sukkah. Agabi naklitin, what about you throw your sheet just over this one pole going straight across from one side to the other side, so the top of it looks like a tent to a point, there's no gag, it doesn't have a width of a tefach, is kshera. Then we say if you sleep in it, you're not called sleeping in this tent, it's not called a tent, it's called you're in the sukkah. Abubuvan providing shilayiyo naklitin gavoyim min amita asara, that the naklitin, we only have two poles coming up. That looks like a tent. It comes to a point. It's only kosher if it's not yutzvachim above the bed. So now, mechlal, it's a raya that the kinufos, that the Rashi says, when you have four poles coming up and you throw a sheet on top of it, it looks like a real tent. It looks not like a tent. It looks like it has a roof on top. Then it's possible. It's mashrim, though, af agav shena gevoya asara, even though it's not yutzvachim above the bed. Because if it would be Yutfachim off the bed, not only when you have four corners is it possible, but only when you have two ends, it should also be possible. It's even the Naklitin, when it looks like a tent, when you just have two poles sticking up in the middle of the two ends of the bed, and you have one pole going straight across, that the sheet now goes straight across this one pole only, and looks like a tent, so you tell them it's only kosher, when it's not Givoy Asara. If it's less than 10, then it's kosher. And still it says by kinufa, is that it's possible. So you see, even less than yutzvachim high, still it's possible. So what's the difference between this, a kinufa, and a kilo, that Shmuel said it's kosher? So Gemara says, shani kinufas. Kinufas are different to kviya. There the four poles that come at the end of the bed, it's a kviya, it's a permanent thing. Since it's permanent, there we say with one of the two conditions, it's called an oil. Since it has a gag, it has a roof that's wide at tefach, even though it's not Yutvachim Hai, still it's called a Rishus, it's called a tent, and therefore if you're sleeping inside it, it's not called in the Sukkah. Mashenka, in a temporary canopy that's not Kavi, it's not permanent, then we say you need two conditions to give it a Shem tent. It has to have a roof on top, wired at Tefach, and it has to be Gevoya, tent Tvachim Hai. For the Yomav Arei Sukkah, Agavi Sukkah, if you have one Sukkah on top of another Sukkah, the Kviya, it's a permanent Sukkah on top, for Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel still said, Kech Shera Kach Psula, that the top sukkah only makes the bottom one possible if it's Yutzvachim Hai. So Chura, a sukkah is called a Kvi, a permanent thing. So why do you tell me now Kenufais? Even though it's not Yutzvachim Hai makes it possible, why is it different than a sukkah, Agabi Sukkah? So my answer is Poshit. Amri, I'll tell you, Ha Som Dilemif So Sukkah. Over there, when you have one sukkah top of another sukkah, what's wrong? Really, both of them have kosher schach, so when you're in the bottom sukkah, you're still on the schach. Why is the puzzle? The reason is, because you're making it, the top one have a shame sukkah, and the Torah said, we said before, about sukkahs in one sukkah, not in two. So, is the lift slay sukkah, be asara. So to make the puzzle, the bottom one, you need the top one to have a shame sukkah, that's the big boy ayud. Abahocha, here when you have this canopy, or this kinufois, it's not because it's called a sukkah in a sukkah, but l'shavi oyala. You just want to give it its own shame, its own rishus, its own tent. So here we say, even though it's not yutvachim high above the bed, But since it's a permanent way of having it on your bed, and it has a roof to it, therefore it's called its own reshus, its own oil, even though it's not yutvachim hay. So if you sleep underneath this, it's considered like you're in this new property of the bed, and not in the sukkah. Omar Rav Tach Lipa Baravimi, Omar Shmuel, Hayoshen Bekil Orum, if somebody sleeps in a kilo in a canopy, undressed, the locker is Moitzi Roishai, all you have to do is just stick your head outside, Chutz Lekil, outside the canopy, for Kareya Krishma, and you'll have to say Krishma. In other words, it's considered like your head is in a different Rishus than your body, so therefore your body is like covered, and your head does not see your body, it's okay. The Rashi Tosfos speaks out about Tosfos that lechayish Shmuel leliba roya server. Even though the man yom and brachas at all, it's not enough just that your eyes, your head does not see your body, but your leif is considered that there has to be a separation between your heart and your erva. And here, since your body is uncovered inside the canopy, there's no separation. So Tosfos says here this man yom does know like that halacha. It does know there's any problem if your leif, your heart, can see your erva. You don't need a division, something dividing your heart and your erva. It's enough just that your head, your eyes cannot see it. For the Gemara Meis, we have a kasher on you. Hayoshin v'kilorim, somebody sleeps in a canopy undressed. Lo yaitzi roishoi chus l'kilo v'yikru krishma. You're not allowed to just stick your head outside the canopy and say krishma even though your body is undressed. So, of course, the stira. So, Gemara says, hokeh v'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about? Kishe gavoy asor, it depends. If the canopy is 10 tefachim high, so then we say the canopy is called the Rishus by itself. So then when your head is outside, it's a svara, your head goes bust to the Ikar Rishus where your body is, and it's called like inside, and therefore it's considered like your head, your eyes could see Yerva. As Hokinami Mistarvit is also Raya, Midutani Sefer, the Sefer says, Alam Zadayim, you know why it's no good? Lu'aymed Babayis Arum, somebody standing inside this house undressed. Shalo Yaitzi Roisha Chusla Chaloim. It does not help just sticking your head outside the window of Yikra Kriya Shema. It doesn't help you, Shema Amina, because since the room is called the Rishus by itself, so your head goes after where your body is. So since your body is uncovered, your head goes after it. Ma'ashein kein ifti oil. If the canopy in the first case is not Kivoya Yud, it's not Tent Fachamai, so it's not called its own Rishus. So therefore, your head and your body is in one Rishus. But you're covered up though. You have a clothing over your body. It's like you have a shirt, you have a jacket now. So, since it's not called its own reshus, it's in a canopy that's less than yud tefachamai, it's considered like a clothing, it's clothing your body. So if you have your head outside it, that was his locha, that is kosher. But then, if the canopy itself is yud tefacham above the bed, then it's called in its own reshus, it's not called like a clothing on your body, it's called in its own property, and your body is in there undressed. So we say your head goes bosa where your body is in, and therefore it's no good. You can't say Krishma. So tomorrow, bayis nami house also. Afa pi shena gavoya sora, even though it's not yut fachim hai, abakivan the kviya oyelahu. But since it has a kviya, it's a permanent way of living, it's called its own tent. The legoria mi kenufas. But it can be worse than kenufas that we had before. When you have these permanent poles on the four sides of the bed, and you throw a canopy, you throw a sheet on top of it, then we say it is called an oil. And then we say you are posel in the sukkah. See, here also it's called its own rishus. So Rashi speaks out, Stam, the Gemara is explaining that if you're in the body undressed and you want to stick your head out, like don't say since the house is less than yutvachim, it's not called like it's an own rishus. So therefore it could be covered like a covering of the body. Here we say no, just like we had before, by kinufos, by the four poles on top of the bed, since it's a permanent thing. It's considered an oil, even though it's less than yitzvachamai, the same thing in house also. It's considered an oil, it's considered its own reshus, even though it's not yitzvachamai, and therefore your body, you can't say Krishma the way you are, because your body is uncovered in the room, and your head goes after where your body is. Now the Gemara says, Lishnachrina, another way of learning the chlukim between a bed, or it has a canopy on top, or it has the kinufos, or it has these naklitin. Hey, so far we had three different ways. There's this first kila, which is a temporary canopy on top of your bed. So then we say it's only possible in the sukkah if it has two conditions. It's 10 tefachim high, and it's wide at least a tefach. Then we had the naklitin, which is also, it only has two poles, and it has one pole going across it. So its tent on top looks like, its sheet on top looks like a tent. There we say, as long as it's not Gevoya Yud, it's kosher. Barashenken, the Kenufais, that has a tent, it has a roof, it has wide a tefach, and there it's permanent. Therefore we say, even though it's not Gevoya Yud, with one condition alone, it's enough to give it a shame oil, that it's possible if you're sleeping in it inside your sukkah. As long as it has a tent, it has a roof, it has a gang, rochiv tefach, even though it's not yutzvach amai, still it's possible. Now the Gemara says, lishnachrin, another way of saying these halachis. Amri lo, omer Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel, that muta lishen bekilas chasanim basukkah. You're allowed to sleep in a sukkah in the canopy. Why lefi shein lo gag? Because it doesn't have a gag. In other words, canopy also looks like a tent form. It doesn't have a width of a tefach on top. And alpha pisha gvayasara, that was this lotion. Even though it's tent fachim high, but still a kilo needs two conditions to make it into a tent. It has to be wide a tefach, and it has to be high yutvachim. Meisvei, have a kashra on you. Hayoshon bikilo basukah, somebody sleeps under a canopy in the sukkah, lo yotze dechavosi, and I'm a kind of mitzvah. So the chorah kashra is, even though it's not roch of a tefach, now here we're talking about it's a wide roof. So it has a shem gag to it, and it's yutfachim tall. So you have your two conditions, therefore it's called its own rishus like, and if you're sleeping inside this rishus, it's not considered you're in the sukkah, you're in this new rishus, this new tent. Toshima, come and bring your raya. Naklitin shnayim. What does naklitin mean? We have two poles sticking up on the two ends of the bed, and one pole going straight across. So the sheet you throw on top of it comes down like a tent. The kinufais, arbo, that's where you have four poles at the four ends of the bed. So when you throw your sheet above it, it looks like a real roof. Now, piris, agabi kinufas, if you throw your sheet over these four poles, then psula. Agabi naklitim, if you only throw it upon the two poles, it looks like a tent, then kshera. Abobovad, shelo yehe naklitim, gevoyim en amita saratvachim. But as long as the two poles one, the one looks like a tent, is not yutfachim above the bed. But mashma, if this naklitin, the one that looks like a tent, is tent fachim above the bed, then we say psula. It's like a postel. It's called the song reshus. Afa pi shein lo gag, even though it doesn't have a roof to it. So the chura, what's the difference? Why are you telling me now I write canopy? As long as it doesn't have a roof. Even though it's yutfachim, it's kosher. And here, we say by this naklitin, we say that if it would have been yutvachamai and would have a gag, that by naklitin we say, if it would have been yutvachamai, it would be possible, even though it doesn't have a gag. So the Gemara answers, according to this lashon, shani naklitin, even naklitin is different, only these two poles, the kviya. The first lashon we said that kinufas are kviya. Now we're saying, no, the naklitin, the two poles sticking up, is also called more permanent thing. And therefore, if it would be Gevoya Yud, it would be possible even though it's not Rach of a Tefach. So Mara says, Ikviya, if you want to tell me the two poles, is also called a permanent thing, Lehevi Kenufois. Why doesn't it have the exact Telach like Kenufois? That even though it's not Gevoya Yud, it should also be possible. So Mara says, I'll tell you like this, Legabi Kenufois like Kviya, like there are three stages here. If Kenufa is the four poles one, that's a real permanent thing. Mashenka, the two poles one, the Naklitin, that's not so permanent as the Kenufas are. So Negate Kenufas is called Arai. But Legabe Kilo Kviya. But these two ones, the Naklitin, is called enough permanent, Negate to the Kilo. That the Kilo is called temporary, and this is called permanent. So therefore, the Kilo needs two Tanoim. It has to be Gevoya Yod and Rachav Tefach. Mashenka naklitin, that's a mixas, a little bit permanent. It's enough just as Gevoya Yud, even though it doesn't have a tefach, a wider roof. Mashenka, the kenufois, that's called real permanent. That's enough even though it's not Gevoya Yud. So Teja speaks out, really, like, what's the whole question here? Avada, the kenufois are worse than naklitin, because kenufois has a gag, is roch if it's a wider tefach on top. Mashenka, the naklitin is not a wider tefach on top. So what's the Gemara asking? That naklitin has to be, if you tell me naklitin is called the kviyas, why does it have to be Gevoya Yud? Why isn't it like kenufas? I'll tell you, push it. Kenufas doesn't have to be Gevoya Yud because it has a gag, it's wider tefach. But the naklitin is not wider tefach, it comes to a point. So Toysus says, top Toysus, Avopish is there yesh lo gag, v'ze ain lo gag, mikol mokal mechosh of gag, kiva then gevoya asara. Nor is the kenufas also is not really called a roof, because since it's not gevoya yud, it's not 10 tefachim tall. That it's wide, a tefach on top doesn't mean anything. Really, it's not called a gag. Still, we say it's posel because it looks like a noyel. So that's the kasha. Naklitin also should be posel, even though it's not gevoya yud, if it's called a kriyas. And that's the Gemara's terence and echanami. Kenufas is called a real permanent thing. Naklitin is a mixas. A little bit yes, a little bit no. There we have to be gevoya yud. If it's tall 10, even though it doesn't have a roof, it's posel. Mashenken by a kilo, that's altogether temporary. There we say it's only posel, but it has two conditions. It has to be gevoya yud, and it has to be also wide on top of tefach. Gemara dorash rabba ba rafuna. Mutel li shein bekila. You're allowed to sleep under a canopy. Afa pi sheish lagag, even though it has a roof, it's wide at tefach. Afa pi sheish gevoya asur, even though it's also 10 tefach and above. In other words, inside the sukkah, even though you have your canopy that's called the reshus by itself, still you're allowed to sleep in it, in the sukkah. Why? So where it says, come on, Krab Yudi, yes, go according to Yudi Shita. The Yom of Yudi holds, in other words, the sukkah is called an oil kva. It's called a real kvias. That's the sukkah. Mashenken, this canopy, even though it has kevoya yud, it's high yud tfachim, it's wide tefach, but still it's called an arai. It's called a temporary type of a tent, nogeh to the sukkah. And the klal is something temporary doesn't mean anything in a place where you have a permanent one. The tznan. Omer Yudi said, noyagin hoyinu, we used to act, that li shen tachas hamitam, we used to sleep in the sukkah underneath the bed, mifnei hazakenim, in front of the gedolim, and they didn't say anything, so mashmi yeldu was kosher. In other words, even under the bed, even though the bed itself was gevoya yud, it's called a reshus, but it's called a temporary one, therefore it doesn't pass over the sukkah. So Gemara says, v'lei malach Reb Yehuda, why didn't he say already malach Reb Yehuda? So Gemara says, iyo amar malach Reb Yehuda, if he would have said malach Reb Yehuda, hava, I mean, I would have thought, hani milamita. When do I say it's kosher only if you sleep under a bed? You know why? The legabo asuya. Because the bed, the underneath of the bed, it wasn't made. The bed wasn't made to make underneath the bed an oil, a tent. A bed is made to sleep on top of it. So therefore now if you sleep underneath the bed, maybe that's why it's not called a tent, it doesn't make, you're not possible. Because that's not called anything to get to the sukkah. Avo kilo. But when you make a canopy on top of your bed, there the canopy is made to sleep underneath it. So a maloy, maybe there it's called the good tent. And now you're not called in the sukkah. You're called in this tent of the canopy. Kamash Malon teaches us not that way. That time of the beauty, you know why beauty says it's kosher to sleep underneath the bed? The svara is, if you're in a temporary way of a tent right now, underneath the bed or on top of the bed, underneath the canopy, that's only called a temporary type of a tent. And the klal is, loy osel oil arayim avatel esak oil kva. Loishna mitav loishna kilo. There's no difference if you're sleeping underneath the bed or you're sleeping on top of the bed under the canopy. In both cases, according to our view, this kosher, because the ikar is the sukkah. And this canopy is only called an oil aray. And an oil aray, a temporary one, doesn't have any substance where it's b'mokan or kviya, a permanent one. But Allah, not that like the Yuda, Allah we hold, yes, an oil arai could be mevatlon oil kva. So therefore, you're sleeping inside in your bed in the sukkah, and on top you have a canopy that's yut fachim above the bed, and wide a tefach, it's possible. It's not called you're in the sukkah anymore, it's called you're in this new reshus in the canopy, and that's possible, that's not the sukkah. Alright, we'll stop here.